Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
5 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock, and Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, here on Heart to Heart, the Wednesday edition with me, Bonolo Nkosi. Good to have you with us, wherever you may be. Now, last week, we started a conversation about bullying in the workplace. As I said earlier, you spend, what, 8 hours, depending on what you do, on average, maybe longer, at work. Now, whether be it, you know, you're working from home or you're at an actual office, either way, you're spending a good chunk of your life at work, and I can't imagine anything worse than dreading going to work, not so much because you don't enjoy the job, but because of the people that you work with or a person that you work with. And so, like I said, we started the conversation last week. A lot we couldn't get through because we had tons of your questions coming through. And so I really wanted to get into it again this week and allow not only for the answering of your questions, but to really get a better understanding of what bullying in the workplace looks like and what options are available to you if you are one of those people who feel like or are potentially being bullied. Just to share those contact details again, you can WhatsApp us or Telegram us on 082-657-2729. Send a text to 37871 at the cost of 150 per SMS, or give us a ring on 012-334-1322. I'm pleased to have the Executive Director at Boston City Campus and former CCMA Commissioner, Dr. Dionita Damon, on the line to chat to us about this. How are you doing, Dr. Dionita?
I'm well, and you, Bonolo?
Thank you so much for giving us your time. Really appreciate it.
It is a pleasure, and thank you for your listeners for joining in.
You know what? Let's start at the beginning for those who may be listening in for the first time as well, might have missed the discussion from last week. What is bullying in the workplace? What does it actually look like?
Okay, I think first of all, when you hear the word bullying, you think about little kids fighting each other in the sandpit, or
yes,
even in high school. So people very seldom associated bullying with what could happen in the workplace. And I think in the workplace, it takes off various forms. But before we go into what bullying is, one should determine what types of bullying or the forms of bullying that you can experience. Because then I'm better able to tell you what kind of bullying can happen in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So you get physical bullying. That's very obvious and it's very blatant. And there's a definite sign of aggression towards the person that's being bullied. So it would either be them always yelling at the person, them always criticizing the person, or even swearing at them.
Sure.
Unwanted and unfounded. Then you get the more subtle type of bullying. And this is the type of bullying that it's very difficult to prove unless you keep meticulous records of the incidents that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this sometimes manifests itself where you are excluded from certain events, or people are taking credit for your work. Or also they could isolate you completely, where you are not part of anything, you are not included in any communication, and they sabotage your work in some instances as well. Mm-hmm. So it's very subtle, you don't often see it, and it's very difficult to prove it unless you actually go as far as going to your supervisor or escalate it to say to them that this is what I experienced.
Yeah.
And I think the aim is to hurt you mentally. That is the aim of the perpetrator. They want to really disempower you so
mm-hmm.
that you do not, and you no longer present a threat to them.
Sure. So how do I know then if I'm being bullied? Is it when I'm experiencing either one of the things that you've mentioned?
Yes, and sometimes it manifests itself in psychosomatic systems where symptoms where you find that, like you just mentioned earlier, you have a headache all of a sudden and you have to go to work or to a certain department. You feel that you've got stomach pains when you have to address certain people in the workplace. Or you start having lack of sleep. You lose your confidence. Your performance are suffering. And that's all because of that one person or group of people that are displaying these acts of bullying towards you.
Mm-hmm. So just assuming, right, because more often than not, the person who could be doing the bullying is usually someone of authority over you, usually a supervisor or manager, whatever the case. Assuming that the person who's responsible for the bullying is not your immediate manager or supervisor, when you report it to them, or if you report it to them, what can they do? Or should we maybe it would be a good idea to first start with how do you report it, and then go into what can they do once you have?
Okay, I think I want to go just outside the organization, and I'll bring it back inside again.
Okay.
There's nothing in our laws, in our legislation specifically, that outlines bullying or that defines bullying or expressly states that bullying is not allowed. So there's nothing in the labor legislation or anything associated that will say to you, you can now go to your employer and say, there is something in the Act that says bullying is not allowed.
Hmm.
But the Act do make provision, and the closest to that is the Employment Equity Act says you shouldn't be subjected to unfair discrimination and or harassment. The CCMA takes it a step further, and they outline in their information sheet where they include bullying as a form of harassment.
Okay.
So within the workplace, ideally there should be a grievance procedure, and the person would take it to their manager, and if their manager is the person bullying the perpetrator themselves, they should take it to HR.
Right.
HR should try and address this, because if HR doesn't address it, or if the workplace fails to address it, the person then has the right to take the company to the CCMA. Not the individual, but the company.
Ah, okay.
Yes. And based on that, the company would then be held liable for the conduct of their employee if they don't address that problem within the organization.
Okay, all right. So you're essentially not taking the individual to the CCMA. The assumption is that you follow the necessary channels to, because you know in small companies sometimes the HR manager is also the manager, is also you know what I'm saying?
So, I know exactly.
Yeah, so the one person, there is one person who's supposed to help you out, and that one person is the problem.
I think, and it's true, you take the company to the CCMA,
yeah.
And what it is, you take it to the CCMA as unfair, as harassment. And you can take it while you're working there. You don't have to leave and then take it to the CCMA. But you can also take it if it has become so uncomfortable for you to work there that you have no choice but to leave.
Yes.
That you can then claim that as the reason for having to leave the company.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of the things I wanted to know, that if you leave, can you still open a CCMA against your ex-company that didn't do anything about your being bullied?
Yes, you absolutely may do that. And what happens in those instances is, and because it's under the Employment Equity Act, unless parties agree, it might go to the labor court. So it might cost the company a whole lot of money if they do not address the problem internally.
If you've just joined us, we're in conversation with Dr. Dionita Damon, Executive Director at Boston City Campus and former CCMA Commissioner, talking about bullying in the workplace. Please feel free to ask your questions if you have any. You can WhatsApp or Telegram us on 082-657-2729. Give us a ring on our studio line 012-334-1322, or send a text 37871 at the cost of R1.50. Per SMS. Here's an interesting comment from Freddie Van Zyl on WhatsApp saying, we must also take note of things people say in jest, supposedly making it as a joke, in inverted commas, but it's often the truth that they want to convey. Sarcasm hurts people. We must be attentive. Can things like that count as bullying? The joking around that people can do in a group or individuals when someone's always picking on you, essentially, but saying, ah, man, I'm just kidding around. Why do you take things so seriously? You know, don't you have a sense of humor?
Well, I think with everything that has to do with harassment, it's very subjective. It's not about how the other person perceives it. It's how you internalize it and how you respond to that. So if something like that makes you uncomfortable, there's nothing wrong in getting it addressed.
Yeah.
Because often that culminates into something worse, because the perpetrator says, okay, well, they're happy with that. They're not doing anything about this. Let me escalate it to the next level.
Let's talk about... Oh, yeah. I beg your pardon. Did you want to add something to that?
No, I'm fine.
All righty. Let's talk about proving that I'm being bullied, because I think this is where the rubber hits the road, right? How will you be expected to prove, as the person laying the complaint, that you are in an actual fact being bullied?
Most important thing is to keep records of the incident. Because when you go to the CCMA, the commissioner is going to ask you to provide evidence or to bring people to the party that can confirm or attest to what you are saying. So you need to obviously have records of it, and you must be able to speak to somebody about it. Now, sometimes we find that our immediate managers are not very supporting, but we have lodged the issue with them via email, by a conversation with someone present.
Yeah.
So when it comes to a point where you have to prove it, you have all these evidence to prove that there was a definite pattern of bullying that started at a specific time and it was continuous throughout your period of employment.
Mm-hmm. What if I lose my job, you know, after filing a formal grievance like that? Do I have recourse?
Yes, you can. You can definitely go to the CCM and say that you were terminated because you followed internal disciplinary procedures because of. And if the CCM finds that it relates to harassment as well, obviously you didn't claim harassment in terms of your dismissal, but you can. It depends on what you claim as the reason for dismissal when you refer it to the CCMA. The CCMA will obviously not deal with the individual that bullied you, but with the company itself.
Mm-hmm. All righty. I'm going to get to the question about what to do if I'm accused of being a bully. I just need to check something, right? I'm picturing myself in this scenario and now having to log that complaint with the CCMA. What would I need to do? What process would I need to follow? Do I go to a website? Do I need to make a phone call? What do I do?
Well, the CCMA, you can download the CCMA referral forms from their website.
Okay.
You can definitely download the referral forms. You complete those referral forms. And the requirement is that you submit a copy of the referral form, serve a copy of the referral form on your employer, and then present to the CCMA with proof that you've submitted it or referred it to your employer. That proof could be an email with the attachment on, if you use a fax machine, a fax, if it was hand-delivered, an acknowledgement of receipt. The CCMA will then set the matter down for a conciliation. And during that conciliation, either parties agree in terms of a settlement or what they would do to stop or cease the incident. If you are ever terminated, they can then either agree on a settlement amount in terms of monetary compensation.
Have you ever had a scenario where somebody files a complaint like that, right? Because now, by law, they have to give a copy to their employer. And then upon receiving that, the company suddenly sorts the issue out and addresses it such that it doesn't have to go forward. Or does it mean, by virtue of having filled out that form and sent it to the CCMA, that they're essentially obliged to carry it through with the CCMA?
No. If the parties amongst themselves come to a settlement, they withdraw the case.
Okay.
There's no need for them to continue with the process.
Okay. All right. So it's not a matter of, you know, like making a prank call where you're like, there you are, you're wasting the CCMA's time. We're going to find you.
Not at all.
All righty. Okay. Let's talk about if I'm the person that's being accused of being a bully, what should I do?
Well, the first question is what in your conduct is making the other person see you as a bully? I think you need to look at yourself first and find out, is there anything in my conduct or my behavior that the other person might perceive as me being bullied, me bullying them? And then speak to HR or the person or the people there to say that this is the accusation, but you don't believe that you are perpetrating that. And then have the conversation with the person during the grievance meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is not common, but it can happen where somebody tries to mark you as a bully when you're not. And that is also a form of bullying against you, the bully, or the perceived bully.
The perceived bully. Mm.
Because now somebody is spreading malicious rumors about you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you truly are, then I think you need to determine why it is that you treat the person that way. Because most often in the workplace, people that feel threatened by the person coming in are usually the ones bullying that person because they feel insecure or inadequate.
Right.
So if that is the reason for your bullying, then you need to address it. If it is other issues, if it is cultural issues, gender issues, then that should be addressed with HR because HR should then be made aware of it and awareness should be put in place in the workplace.
Okay. Is there a way, Dr. Dionita, to avoid being bullied in the workplace?
I want to say yes, but I can't say that.
If only there was a magic pill.
I think you can nip it in the bud for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
If at the first instance you find that somebody is displaying behavior towards you that A, makes you feel uncomfortable,
yeah.
B, makes you feel less confident, then you should address it immediately, because the minute you let it slide, it just escalates. And usually bully people that they perceive as weak.
Yes.
So if you come across as weak and timid, and you allow them to start with a specific form or type of behavior, they're just going to continue with that.
Hmm.
Having said that, just one thing, bullying is not gender specific. I think we just need to make sure that a bully can be male or female.
Hmm.
And sometimes we don't see that, because sometimes it's same gender bullying. Males bullying males and females bullying females.
Yes.
So bullying is not a gender-specific thing, but it happens to both genders and to the genders within themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ne? Okay. All righty. No, it's been an interesting discussion. If people are interested in getting your contact details, where can they find you?
They can go to Boston. My email address is dionita.d@boston.co.za.
I beg your pardon. Is the email address Dionita at Boston?
Dionita D. There's a D after Dionita.
I see. Dionita D.
At Boston.
Mm-hmm.
.co.za. Now you're going to ask me for my telephone number, but I don't know that off by heart.
Yeah. This is the first. Oh, my goodness. Is this a new phone? Because it's the only logical explanation.
I don't call myself that much, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to remember this moment. Okay. No, that's fine. The email address, I'm sure, will do.
Thank you.
For those people who would like to get in touch with you. Is there anything that you want to say in closing before we part ways?
No, thank you very much for your time. I really enjoyed this interview.
No, thank you for your time. This was so informative, a real eye-opener. Much appreciated. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. And hopefully, if I ever need a CCMA commissioner again for some chats, I hope I can give you a ring.
Do that.
All righty. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
That was Dr. Dionita Damon, the Executive Director at Boston City Campus and former CCMA Commissioner. Yeah, ne? Okay. Yeah, no, don't sit on it, guys. If you feel, you know, and now that she's gone, another question's coming up in my mind and it's too late to ask it. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, you know, by all means, if you are sitting there and you're experiencing this and you think you are, and usually, as you heard, the physical symptoms are usually the red flag that something is wrong, right? It's the type of thing that, you know, my daughter gets when she's forgotten an important book or has forgotten an assignment. You know, you can see the voice starts wavering, the tears start building up in the eyes. The next is, Mommy! You know, if you're feeling like that as a grown-up, that's just not right. It's not right. So get in touch and get some help and do the necessary. Her email address, Dionita D, that's DEONITAD at boston.co.za. We're going to go to some music now. Here's Sissy Winans with Waging War. And then we are chatting to Colette Roberts, nutritionist, about the cost of health. Stick around.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.